How important is it for President Obama to get feds their 0.5% pay increase?
Well, I think it's very important. I mean, you know, federal employees have gone 2 years without a pay raise. They're going to, it looks like we're going, they're going to go at least another 3 months next year without that raise. And, you know, a half a percent is not a lot of money when you look at it. Somebody that makes $50,000, a half a percent is about $250 a year. So about, you know, $5 a week, something like that. So, in terms of, you know, major impacts on the economy, it's obviously not going to have a huge impact. But I think it sends a positive message to employees that, that the freeze is over and that the president, believes that, the work that they're doing is worthy of a modest pay increase. And I think that the half a percent, this year or, in 2013, you know, although it's not, you know, what we believe, we should have, is certainly better than nothing. And, we're going to work hard in, 2014 to, increase, that pay raise.
Can you think of any additional ways that federal workers could be compensated other than a monetary increase that the administration could possibly consider to reward them for being so understanding, for lack of a better term, during the budget crunch time?
Well, I mean, I think there are tools that are available, you know, in federal agencies to recognize performance that certainly, you know, possibly could be used by the administration. Such things as time off, award, paid time off, where, you know, in some agencies, top performers are rewarded with vacation days, essentially, that they're not charged for, where they're allowed or are given days off with pay by the agency. So, I mean, something like that, you know, is certainly a possibility. There's various, you know, non-monetary types of awards that I think, you know, could be considered, although, you know, I'm not sure, you know, if you were to do it across the board, how meaningful those would be to federal employees, as opposed to using those like in an agency situation where we're looking at an individual's, you know, performance of duties in their position.
Another one of the points is about defending retirement benefits.
Right.
Which, once again, is one of the things that a lot of people have been looking at during times of constrained budgets. What would you like to see happen to retirement benefits for your members?
Well, I mean, first off, let's understand that, you know, the retirement benefits for federal employees have already been hit. The retirement system for federal employees who come on board beginning January 1, those folks are going to be paying 3.2% of their salary for their employee contribution to their retirement system, to the FERS retirement system. That is in contrast to the 0.8% that current federal employees pay. So these new employees are going to pay four times as much, a 400% increase in their contribution to their retirement system. Now, you know, the other thing that's going on with federal retirement is it's been constantly under attack by Congress in terms of looking at it as a source of savings, of cost savings, and using it as a pay-for to pay for other things that they're interested in funding. You know, we've seen in the private sector what's happened to many retirement systems across the country, and in many cases, there's a lot of workers out there that started off with a very good, hard-earned retirement systems that have nothing or next to nothing today. And, you know, we're seeing those same attempts in some cases to raid the retirement system of federal employees.
I'm speaking with Bill Dugan, National President of the National Federation of Federal Employees. Finally, the last thing I'd like to speak to you about is Executive Order 13522, and why do you think it's important?
Executive Order 13522 is an executive order that President Obama signed in December of 2009, about approximately a year into his first term. And essentially what it does, it creates labor management partnerships. If you recall, under President Clinton, We had a partnership executive order that was rescinded when President Bush came into office during his first term. One of his first acts was to rescind that executive order. And so we went 8 years without any formal partnerships or collaborative vehicles in many federal agencies as a way for labor and management to cooperate and collaborate on workplace issues. President Obama signed the executive order creating labor management forums, which essentially serve as a way for labor and management in federal agencies across the country and at the facility level to engage each other, to communicate with each other on a regular basis about ongoing issues in the workplace. We feel that these labor management forums are extremely important in terms of creating a climate for labor and management to be able to work together, to look for innovative ways to save money, to work smarter, to be more productive, to look for more efficient ways at accomplishing the missions of agencies. And the concerns that we have at this point in time is while we have many labor management forums working very well in many agencies and in many facilities and installations within those agencies, there are other agencies and various organizational levels where these labor management forums either have not even been created, or if they have been created, they're not working very well. And we believe it's important that labor and management should put energy into looking at those places where these labor management forums are not functioning properly and seeing what we can do to help labor and management at those locations to kind of get back on track and make sure that they are engaging each other in a positive manner to make effective changes in the workplace.